Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Stanley, Esmeralda Leon.
Hello.
Hello. So earlier we talked about this just a little bit ago.
Right.
But pre-show, I did something I haven't done in multiple years.
There's video. And a picture.
And there are photos.
How long ago?
My daughter Preston was not really a swaddly baby.
Okay.
She was like, really? Really? You think that's doing? No, that's not going to work. So, and she's 6 and a half. So maybe I tried it for the first like 3 months with her. So it's been at least 6 years since I've swaddled a child.
And me.
Regularly.
Okay.
Like I can do it with nieces and nephews.
Me was probably 32.
Let's assume the last time you were swaddled was like 9 months.
33 years
okay.
ago.
You were swaddled.
Since being swaddled.
So I swaddled you.
Yeah. Apparently in Japan, though. Huge. And it will be here. Watch. It's going to be swaddling joints all over the place.
Sorry, I'm falling asleep to the lullaby.
You're not being swaddled, though.
I'm not being swaddled.
Wait a minute. Are adults being swaddled?
Yes. Oh, thank you for asking, Roger Badish.
And well, I'm a newsman. I asked the right questions.
Roger, there you go. Roger, hello.
Hello. How are you, ladies?
I'm so good.
Good. That's why she swaddled me.
Oh.
It wasn't a thing. I was like, yeah, come on.
The practice of atonomaki. Mm-hmm.
It's easy for you to say.
If I said it correctly, otonomaki, which translates to adult wrapping. I like that maki is in the name, like sushi.
Yeah.
Because you're being rolled like a roll.
Mm-hmm.
You were kind of, that was the one thing we didn't use to describe you. We described you as a cocoon, as a mummy. I think I might have called you Esmeralda Burrito, but we didn't say you looked like a sushi roll.
Yeah, there was no crab in there.
Or cucumber.
Yeah.
If we had cut slices, you would have for sure looked like a sushi roll.
Yeah, that would be, that I wouldn't be over here.
It is a therapy originally started by a Japanese midwife looking to help new mothers relieve stiffness in the shoulders and hips after childbirth.
So I'm going to assume the swaddling you did on me mm-hmm. was not nearly as tight as these midwives are swaddling these women.
The way I did it with you was the way I did it with my kids.
Right.
So I took a king size sheet and I folded down the one corner like you're supposed to. And mm-hmm. I had your head right there. And then I flipped up the bottom corner. So it's it's like a normal sheet, but instead of, you don't do it on the square, you do it like on the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
So you flip one of the corners down to make an extra, so it's a little origami like.
Yeah.
Also Japanese. And then you put your head there where that one corner is flipped down. Then the other corner goes over your feet.
Okay.
Now in a baby, it goes up like a lot of the way.
They do it a little different.
Right.
So the person is cross-legged and they're on a thin sheet. Or a breathable cloth.
And they start sitting cross-legged on the floor.
Yes.
There's a song in there. I know there is. All right.
So the midwife then wraps the person up from head to toe by tying the opposite corners of the cloth together. The wrap is tight enough so that the legs roll up towards the torso and are held in place, but loose enough so that the person can still breathe. That's important. The person is then rolled onto their back and gently rocked back and forth for about 20 minutes.
This is not what I did to you.
No. And
I'm okay with that.
I think because they're like, you're an adult. This is therapy. They really like pull on that stuff like a 1800s corset.
Well, you could breathe in a corset, but barely.
Right. So, yeah, that's just enough for the breathing.
Okay. So if you sit cross-legged. Mm-hmm. On the floor, and then they pull up head to toe tying the opposite corners of the cloth or sheet together.
So you're like a little roly-poly.
You're like Crab
package.
Rangoon.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. We're just mixing them all up.
Yeah, but that's like, Monkeys, right? You would pull the corners rangoons. To each other
yeah,
and
like
tie
a little
it.
Dumpling.
Right, you're a dumpling. And so then your feet or your knees would kind of come up towards your chest. So you're a little bit fetal position.
Yeah. And then they roll you back.
And then they put you on your back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but is your head covered? It says you're wrapped up head to toe.
So it's a whole little dumpling. You're
yeah, but is your
dumpling.
Head sticking out?
Maybe.
I would hope.
But where would they tie? Because they can't tie it around your neck.
I don't know.
That would know.
So it started out with new moms in mind, the idea that it can actually help relieve stress and alleviate different physical problems for just about anyone by creating a kind of cocoon of relaxation.
Oh, yeah.
And it says, here we go, the cloth and sheet can block out some light and sound. So it must be over your head.
There you go. I'm going to say this thing is, you are a tight little dumpling.
Well, I didn't mess around. You were swaddled good.
I couldn't get out.
I know.
That's why we were late.
That is not why.
I was trying to out cocoon the thing.
Yeah.
No, so I've been to Korean spas and I haven't had this done, but I've heard about it is where they scrub you down, right?
Oh, with the brushing?
Yeah.
I love it.
But they're real. Have you had it?
Mm-hmm.
So you've had it? And it's real rough.
Yeah.
They're real. They're going to scrub of every it, little bit off.
There is a part of it where you go, oh, that really, no, it feels good.
See, so
it's
I'm
a borderline.
I'm thinking this is the same thing where you're like, wait, what's going on? And then you go, oh.
Well, these sessions, adult swaddling sessions, are about $28 for like, what, 20 minutes? That's
yeah,
not.
They roll you around for
20 terrible.
Minutes.
But have you ever done that like at a gym or during yoga class where you kind of roll back and forth and it loosens up your spine and.
Yeah, I do it just, you know, if your back hurts, you kind of just roll back and forth on your.
It's good.
Yeah, on a hard surface.
It's good stuff.
We should invest right now in adult swaddling places here. It's going to be the new thing. Just you wait.
Where would we do that?
What do you mean?
What
invest?
Kind of a storefront would we want for
a
that?
A storefront? What do you mean?
Where would we do it?
Just get a storefront.
We need to go and contact gyms, and then we need to create some sort of certification. So we need to go to Japan and learn how to do this, and then we're going to say that we're fully certified in the Japanese method.
Well, they use midwives. Midwives are doing this.
Right. So we need to go and get certified by them.
So let's get some midwives.
And we'll certify.
Call
them.
On the midwife or whatever.
We
that
need
show.
Call the midwife.
There you
yes,
go.
That's PBS. We need to go to Japan. It's a business trip. We can write it off.
There you go.
And then the midwives will teach us how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come back and say that we're Japanese trained or that we're trained in the Japanese art. And then we can then certify others to do this because we've been trained by the masters.
And then classes and then stores and then at
people
home.
Can do it their own. We'll just license it out. We'll do it on like weekends. Here's what we'll do. We'll do seminars at the Holiday Inn, like Deerfield.
Love it. Yes.
And then we can sell that for like 50
Ooh.
Bucks a person.
And then we have the ads.
Yeah,
like
and
the
then
real
we can do
people?
Yes, we can do the over the weekend overnight
yes
ads.
Perfect. Right. I like this idea. We're gonna
right.
be so rich.
We're gonna go to break and look for airfare to Japan. Hannah
I'll
Stanley,
look for real estate.
Ezra Leon filling in for Matt Pubala.